I was in Cardiff last night, actually. So,
oh, there you go, traveling around again, yeah.
I know, I couldn't get. I may as well have gone home. The weather was the exact same as what you guys have been dealing with. This week, I thought I'd talk to you about not the guest that we have on today, but rather a guest who's in the news, an Irishman abroad guest that we had on a couple of years ago now, Lenny Abramson.
Ah, very good.
Obviously nominated for directing Room.
Yeah.
But really, a conversation I had with him, and Lenny really explains the path that took him there. Did you know that he got a full scholarship to Stanford University?
Really?
And yeah, he actually went and studied out there, and then decided it just wasn't for him. He had a PhD scholarship to study philosophy at Stanford. Not a lot of people know that he decided while there, this is not for me. He turned his back on it to take up filmmaking, and he explains that over the course of this hour-long conversation I did with him, available to download now on iTunes, but he actually went back and started directing commercials and kind of filming popular ads that we know today. Lenny Abramson is actually responsible for those kind of Carlsberg ads that are burned into our minds, the ones that Carlsberg don't do.
Really?
That was Lenny Abramson, yes. He had an ability to convince people in rooms of his ideas. And that was, he attributes that to the reason why these ads got made, the ability to calmly and concisely explain to people why these ideas will work.
I mean, that whole idea is really interesting, because you do see some ads on television and you actually do, you go, now who decided, who came up with that concept, and how did he pitch that across a table? Yeah, and I mean, the pitch that, generally, you've 30 seconds to pitch an idea, and you got to get it across in that 30 seconds.
And equally, the movies that he then went on to make were as challenging. We all know of Adam and Paul.
Yeah.
We all know of Garage. He was the one that had the vision to put Pat Short in Garage. And we forget now, because Pat's gone on to have kind of a serious dramatic career, that it was the vision of Lenny to say, no, I think there's something here that could really work in this kind of darker role.
Mm.
So really, Colin, it's one of my favourite episodes of Irishman Abroad. If people want to go and download it, it is 100% free. So for me, he actually is responsible for my favourite piece of advice ever given out on the show. So I brought that little clip for you to listen to today. It's Lenny Abramson on an Irishman Abroad giving his definitive piece of advice for people.
For me, the advice would be that there is a tremendous amount to be gained by just shutting up and listening. And I don't mean that in a conversational sense, you know. I mean like just in your life, in just quelling the interior voice for a while and allowing the world to impose itself on you rather than you on it, particularly in your dealings with other people and your observation of other people, because the one which is most rewarding and probably opens the self up most is just to try and act in a compassionate relationship, be in a compassionate relationship with other people. We really only discover our own humanity in relation to other people. And the more tender and compassionate that relationship is, the richer one's own life is.
That's his philosophy from Stanford University coming out there, isn't it?
I mean, could it have been put better? I mean, we all try and be that, but it takes Lenny Abramson to articulate it, and we wish him the very best of luck, and I hope he gets that Oscar.
So absolutely, and that interview, as you said, is available on iTunes, downloaded for free.
That's right, Irishman Abroad podcast, every Sunday for free on iTunes. But thanks a lot, Colin.
All right, talk to you later.
Later on.